Hey everybody, Aaron Dillon here, Managing Director of AG Dillon & Co. I got a pre-IPO company update for the week ending April 12, 2024. Let's get into it. ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, has expanded its share buyback program to employees outside of the U.S., offering to purchase shares from employees at $171 per share each, with former employees at $145 per share each. This represents an increase from previous offers of $11 per share or a 6.8% increase. The company's revenue for the first three quarters of 2023, the latest data, surged by 40% to $84.4 billion, while operating profit increased by 53% to $23 billion. ByteDance growth outpaces rival Meta platforms nearly twice the growth rate in Q3 2023 alone. Unbelievable. I have ByteDance at a $285 billion current secondary market implied valuation. That's compared to Meta with a $1.32 trillion market cap. That's a stark difference in revenue multiples for the two companies that basically have the same amount of revenue. OpenAI has extended a tender offer to former employees, setting the per share price at $150 per share, which values the companies at $86 billion. Marking a significant increase from the $67 per share price in the previous year's offer. Thrive Capital led the initial secondary sale at $86 billion that closed earlier this year. That close was for employees only. This adjustment suggests robust investor demand for the AI developer despite some investor reluctance due to the increased stock price. As of December, OpenAI's annualized revenue reached $2 billion, up from the $1.3 billion in October. That's a lot of growth in just a couple months' time. OpenAI's execs are forecasting a $5 billion in December 2024 annualized revenue. This $150 per share price at $86 billion valuation puts OpenAI at a $103 billion secondary market valuation. The secondary market is currently trading at 19.7% above the $150 share price. The consumer tech landscape is witnessing a pivotal shift as traditional smartphone excitement wanes, evidenced by stagnating sales and the worst demand seen in a decade. Amid this backdrop, Humane, a company emerging from 7 years of stealth mode, introduced the AI Pen, a $230 million funded device promising a less screen-centric and more human-centered digital experience. This pen, which employs generative AI to facilitate interactions without constant screen engagement, is launching at a crucial time when interest in generative AI and AI-driven hardware innovations like the Meta Quest and the Apple Vision Pro is peaking, but still uncertain in market viability. Despite its innovative approach, Humane faces competition from similar AI-driven devices such as the Rabbit One and its large action model. As the sector evolves, Humane AI Pen priced at $699 just for the pen, and then subsequently $24 per month for cell connection, represents a significant gamble on changing consumer interactions with technology. Humane closed a Series C in July of 2023, raising $100 million at an $850 million post-money valuation. UK-based fintech Revolut has received in-principle authorization from the Reserve Bank of India to issue prepayment instruments in India, including prepaid cards and wallets. This authorization allows Revolut to operate domestically and complements its existing RBI licenses as a Category 2 authorized mobile money exchange dealer and provider of multi-currency Forex cards and cross-border remittance services. Revolut's expansion in India includes a strategy to deliver both international and domestic payment solutions via a single platform, aiming to democratize access to digital financial services and enhance financial inclusion. The company is preparing to launch a suite of digital-first money management solutions, which will cater to a broad range of financial needs, including payments and remittances. Currently, Revolut has 175,000 prospective users on its waitlist in India and is testing localized versions of its app internally with plans for a public release soon. Revolut just received bank approval in Mexico last week, so these guys are on a roll in their international business. Revolut has a $19.2 billion secondary market valuation. That's down 42% from its last primary round in July of 2021. Let's look at pre-IPO stock performance as of April 8, 2024. This week's winners, we got Grok up 10.8%, Klarna is up 5.1%, Neuralink's up 3.8%, Consensus up 2.9%, and Hugging Face up 2.7%. This week's losers, we got Ramps down 17.9%, Chime's down 1.3%, Cohere's down 1.1%, Chainalysis is down 80 basis points. Top valuations, you got ByteDance at $286 billion, SpaceX is at $185 billion, OpenAI is at $103 billion, Stripe's at $94 billion, and Databricks is at $42 billion. So see more current valuation and performance data on X under the tag Aaron G. Dillon. Okay, let's look at news and performance data from the AG Dillon Pre-IPO Stock Vintage Indexes as of April 8, 2024. The 2024 vintage was up 98 basis points this past week. The 2024 vintage top contributors since inception, Stripe's up 54%, Rippling's up 50%, Revolut's up 28%. There are no detractors in since inception performance for the 2024 vintage index. All 10 constituents are in positive territory. Looking at all 20 vintage indexes, here are the winners and losers for the week. On the winning side, we got Automation Anywhere up 22.3%. That's a big week. Klarna is up 5.1%. Databricks up 2.3%. Big losers, Tanium's down 3.2%. Chime's down 1.3%. Automation Anywhere is only in the 2020 vintage index, so just that one index. It is a 2% current weight in the index, so this kind of big pop is not going to make a major impact to TVPI. To see summary and annual vintage specific data and fact sheets for the AG Dillon pre-IPO stock vintage indexes, please visit agdillon.com/index. Okay, that's it for me this week. If you have any pre-IPO stock research needs, please reach out. Thanks and see you all next week.